2. Read the following text and answer the questions right below it. Are cliques the result of human nature or a cultural, societal thing? November 5, 2013, 11:16 a.m. Okay, I'm probably going to mangle this question because I'm not a sociologist or anthropologist or remotely knowledgeable in those fields. So I'm probably using all my terms incorrectly. But long story short, it's been my experience that most behaviors that lay people in casual conversation call human nature are really just cultural phenomena. In other words, a behavior that someone from the United States thinks is human nature might be completely absent in another culture or society. If that's true, then it's not really human behavior at all. So, my question, is the tendency for kids in grade school to form cliques human nature, or a phenomena that's specific to certain, e.g. our, cultures? I think that's an important difference, because if a behavior really is human nature, it's probably much more difficult, maybe impossible, to change than if it's just part of a particular culture, since cultural behaviors, patterns, mores can change over time. For example, in a hypothetical conversation, why do groups of alpha males engage in hazing? One person might say, that's just the way alpha males act when they're together, i.e., it's just human nature. Someone else might say, no, there are plenty of examples of groups that don't act that way. Therefore, it's not human nature. That's just behavior that some particular cultures tolerate, or even encourage. I think this is an important question because I think our culture justifies, tolerates, excuses some pretty terrible behaviors or rules by suggesting that they are based on or derived from human nature. I don't want to add a political bent to this, but I can think of some obvious, glaring examples. Men feel under because it's human nature for men to blah blah blah. We shouldn't allow women to vote because their different human nature makes them less blah blah blah. We shouldn't have integrated schools or permit interracial marriage because it's human nature for different races to blah blah blah. In other words, defenders of those ideas protect themselves from criticism by suggesting that it's just human nature to behave a certain way. So, my specific question. It seems like elementary schools are increasingly trying to cope with the consequences of cliques, e.g. social pressure, outcasts, bullying, etc. One person I know argues that this is pointless, that cliques are an inevitable result of human nature. But I wonder if that's true.